Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Here's an unsettling one. It says, Ola, gentlemen, it was already bad enough that I had to tell my mother I was having sex with my boyfriend. But she made it worse by asking, quote, have you had, I'll just say, backdoor relations yet? I told her, God, no. And she said, good, it hurts. Your father and I tried it once. Traumatized me for years. Rock on.
Thanks.
Oh.
Damn.
Too much.
Yes.
Too much.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So let's see here. So my dad, like I go to the summer in middle school, would take me on business trips over to Eastern Washington. Like, bit of a long, boring drive. But one time, I hopped into the car as we were about to leave, and there was the portable DVD player that my dad rigged up with my GameCube and hooked up through the sound system so I could play Mario Brothers all the way over to Eastern Washington.
Well, that was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Now, do you think, because like as a parent, there's kind of a split thing. It's all psychological warfare. It's what you do with your kids. Do you think he did, look, the way you're going to perceive it is that dad is really, really cool. Or did it make his life easier because he didn't have to deal with your ass?
Yeah, you know, probably a little bit of both.
Yeah, I guarantee. Yeah. I mean, look, I remember years and years and years ago, I had had a turntable. My parents would buy me a couple albums every Christmas. And this year was a big step up in the my electronics game. My father purchased me this expensive pair of headphones. I'm all excited. I'm like, oh, yeah. And he said, dude, they're for me.
Oh.
He's like, I hate hearing your music. He's like, honest to God. He's like, wear these. I mean, and that was like, it became
thanks,
the rule.
Thanks.
He's like, look, you won't turn it down. I sure hate your music. So, yes, I bought you these, but they're for him. Like, it's a gift for me, and I felt good. And he told me the truth within, like, 30 seconds. Like, don't get excited.
Talk about those long family drives as kids, because, man, if you're a kid, you no chance in hell that your parents are going to spend money on a plane ticket in my household anyway. So you drove everywhere. Mm. Everywhere. And then, when I had my kids, we went to buy a new car, or we bought a used car, but the car had a lot of miles on it. But whoever had that car before it had children as well. And they went to the equivalent of an aftermarket part, like a Car Toys or whatever.
Yeah.
And they got these DVD players put into the headrest of the car.
It's the greatest thing you can have in a car.
With a headphone jack on it.
Yep.
So, granted, it was only one DVD player for both, so you had to watch the same thing.
No matter.
But, I mean, I can remember just being on these road trips with these kids with their headphones on, back there watching a movie. I'm like, you have this so, so easy. Like,
no, but both of us do.
We didn't have anything like that on those road trips. And, I mean, and it was the greatest thing ever. I was just like, oh, my God, this is, you know, I never would have thought to put that in my car. But at that age when the kids were, they could just watch Shrek and shut up and drive and not have to pee all the time or whatever.
Aladdin, Shrek, you name it. There's like eight DVDs sitting in the car now. And same thing. They went on the test drive with us. So when they saw that these DVDs, and same thing, used car, you know, 98,000 freaking miles, but those screens came down.
Yeah.
It's like, we're sold. But here's the thing. So, but it goes both ways. Because again, I hated those long trips too, because there's only so many like traffic games you can play, only so many Mad Libs I can listen to my brother go through, so many knock knock jokes you can tell. They're long and awful. But also, your parents spent the exact same amount of time being on edge and being irritated, right? Because the kids are impatient. There's nothing you can do. We got on their nerves. So now with the DVD player, I don't think of it so much as like, man, they have it so easy. I think of it like, man, we have it so easy. Because I'm not listening to them bitch about anything.
Well, the difference is you don't take your kids on long road trips, I believe, based on the fact that you were traumatized as a child.
No, man, I don't hate them that much. I don't hate them that much. They suffered a little bit. The longest road trip they've been on so far is about 4 hours, all right? And that was this past Christmas.
They've been on a longer flight than they've been on.
They've been on a longer flight. And trust me, it gets to the point. But at least on the flight, like, they have some coverage because there's witnesses. So I can only verbalize my anger so much. And they know that. And kids play that a little bit. So the pressure buttons, knowing you can't quite freak out like you would at home. The flip side for me, they're also on slightly better behavior because I, as a stranger, right? And you, we just kind of have this happy medium. And they're great on a plane now because they've been doing it. But the 4 hour car ride, I thought they're going to lose their mind. I mean, they were like, it's so long. I'm like, and then you end up sounding like your own parents, like, this is nothing.
We're almost there.
Pop would put me and your Uncle Adrian in a car for 16 hours. Swear to God, I just had this conversation, and that is how I'm going off. And like, really? I'm like, he's not the nice man you think he is.
He hated
you. You have no idea. That guy that you think is so lovable and ugly and squeezy, he was terrifying. And for 16 freaking hours, he'd meet your eyes in the rearview mirror like, I dare you to complain about anything. You don't have to pee. You can only pee for 800 miles. I've done it. Just shut up.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, sometimes road tripping by yourself is just easier. Because you're driving, you're seeing like cool stuff you might not have seen before. And
the
just,
music selection is always what you want.
Right, it's your call.
Right. You leave when you want.
Everything, the whole nine.
Yeah, that's
and if you have to pee, you don't mind pulling over.
No.
Like, none of that's a problem.
I do kids' time. Everything is, we're leaving a half an hour earlier than what we really are.
Do you, you're saying, you give the time knowing.
Yeah, we need to leave by 8 o'clock, I know that, to get where we want to go. Yeah. We're out the door at 7:30, kids.
Oh, guaranteed.
Because then that time will just keep creeping, before I know I look up and go, it's 7:50, that was the right call. I knew it.
I knew
they killed 25 minutes just jerking around.
Guaranteed, because kids, right now means within the next 10 minutes. Right?
Yeah.
We got to leave right now.
Did you brush your teeth?
Understanding there's a 10-minute buffer, because for whatever reason, they just can't complete the mission of being prepared just to walk out of the home. And it's nothing. It's like, dude, we're not packing to go on a beach vacation. Like, you're going to school. Your crap's in your bag. This is the same thing. How is this so hard, daughter?
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the men's room.
Ola.
Ola.
So I don't, for my story, I just wanted to kind of add on to your whole airplane deal real quick. My dad kind of did the same thing, but one time he just flipped out, and I got to say, like, it was the only time that I ever pushed his buttons, even in front of public.
Oh, on the plane?
Yeah.
The worst words I've ever spoken to my children on a plane, and it was just, like, I didn't say it loud, because I understand the game. We hadn't even taken off yet. They're like 3-2. They're fighting about whatever it was. I don't remember. And the words came out of my mouth. My daughter's sitting next to me, and I said, if you and your brother don't stop, I'm going to rip your head off of your body and beat your brother to death with it. And, like, these words just came out of my mouth. Like, I didn't even realize what I was saying. And then they both looked like the Home Alone poster, right? Their mouths popped open. So I immediately followed that up with, like, hey, Daddy's really sorry for saying that, man. I'm not actually going to kill you, but I'm really, really angry.
But I'd like to.
But it bought me about 7 whole minutes of peace.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my story was about how my stepmom seems to always make things worse. She's about 66 years old now, and I think that she's probably on the losing end of losing her mind. Because I'm a conservative person with my own life, even with my own parents. I don't share much of it with them. And so mine was when I just recently, I'm 30 years old now, and I've been married twice. When I bring, you know, a female home to meet my parents and all, it's only, you know, they know that I'm serious about it. Well, after, you know, I've told them about my latest wife and, you know, basically told them, hey, I want to take the next step and everything like that. I'm going to propose to her. And then, you know, maybe the following weekend, I'm going to bring her over. Well, when I finally brought her over, my wife is 100% Brazilian. And I kind of, you know, brought her over.
Does that mean completely clean?
But the first thing that comes out of my stepmom's mouth is, oh, she's Hispanic like your ex-wife.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, why does that need to be said? Like,
because she's tracking your porn tabs. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it, okay.
Uh-huh. And so it just, she seems to always bring up things that just doesn't need to be said, as well as like past history with my biological mom, and you know, she made pizza for us later on that same night. And she was like, yeah, I don't burn pizzas like your mother.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Wow, man. Wow.
And I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with it?
Now, does she do this on purpose, or is that just how she operates?
I think it's just how she operates. She doesn't, like, think thoroughly with what she says before she even says it. And I kind of looked at her, looked at my dad, you know, doing, like, this back and forth. Like, are you seriously not going to say anything right now?
Some people don't have a filter.
Am I going to have to be the grown man to say something?
You know, I mean, that's just the honest truth. Some people don't have a filter. The only good part about that is that you know where they stand and they're saying what they actually think.
Well,
so whether it's good or bad, I mean, at least you know where they're coming from if they don't have one.
Some people also just say stuff to start crap.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just let it go.
If
right? There's certain people I can think of. It's like, right, like, don't take the bait. Just let them say their S-y comment and move on.
And just be done.
How's the second marriage turning out for you?
We've been officially married now for a year. And we're going pretty smoothly. You know, immigration's a real, you know, B word right now, so.
Bugaloo!
Yeah, I bet that's not easy. I bet that's not easy.
It is not, and it's a lot of money. It's throughout the whole process, it's about $1,700.
Okay.
If you're done it right the first time.
Well, if you got a million straight up, it's no questions asked.
Yeah, it just depends on how rich you are.
Right. That is precisely why that is why that works the way it does.
It's amazing.
Man, oh, man. I like that. She's Hispanic like your last wife.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mom.
I saw a girl once who's like a, like working for one of the liquor companies. She's like handing out shots or whatever, and she's like messing with us. Now, my other buddy's girlfriend at the time happened to be Brazilian.
Okay.
And this girl was going on and on about being Brazilian, blah, blah, blah. So the actual Brazilian girl started speaking to her in Portuguese and this and that. And then she's like, well, like somebody in my family was. It was amazing. It was awesome.
Oh,
do it again.
Yeah, right? Just like she had been running with this shtick all day, but then it's like, yeah, you ran into an actual person from Brazil.
Then what do you do?
Yeah, it's like trying to claim something and somebody else is like, no, man, that's what I do.
You know what, man? I did this absently. This is years ago. I'm walking along the Baltimore waterfront. And Miles, you took actual sign language, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had learned a few things and I just kind of, anyway, there's a guy, he's one of these dudes that is handing out a card like, hey, I'm deaf, but I'm raising money for, and there's whatever's going on. So the dude's handing out cards. And I'm trying to sign something. I can't remember, just something like, I can't help you or not interested. And for whatever reason, at that time, I roughly know how to do it. But that was a mistake. Because then this dude starts signing all this different stuff. And I'm like, the problem was like, I don't know the sign for sorry. Or I don't know the sign for I don't understand anything else. I'm like, ah, crap. So we're just standing there staring at each other, waiting for me to respond. And I'm just like, I'm just going to walk away.
Here's one you can get pretty easy.
What is that? A bird?
BS.
BS? That makes sense.
He's cussing sign language that way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Question. How did your parents make the situation better or worse? And here come those emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Coming from our question today, Ola, my mom has some antiquated ideas about dating and marriage. When my husband and I were dating and moved in together, keep in mind we're both divorced at this point, she asked me in front of my grandmother if we were sleeping together. I was mortified. My grandmother saved the day, though. Without missing a beat, she glared at my mother and said, Jesus Christ, they're living together. What the hell do you think? My grandmother was awesome. That from Carol. Liquor and whores, guys. Up until this story, my mom had always taught me that violence is never acceptable under any circumstances. I was in high school and being bullied. And my sister happened to see me getting picked on once and beat the crap out of the guy who was picking on me. He was so ashamed of admitting that my sister beat him up that he claimed that I did it. So he reported it to the principal, and I got 3 days of Saturday school. My mom then talked to the principal, found out the kid who was bullying me, he didn't get in any trouble. Well, she went off on the principal and looked at me and said, the next time he messes with you, you have my permission to do whatever you want to him. Well, about 3 days later, that kid comes up to me and starts teasing me because my sister had to do my fighting for me. Then he slaps me in the face, calls me a bitch. What he didn't realize is I had been training with a professional wrestler who had recently taught me how to apply an armbar properly without breaking someone's arm. Well, I decided to do it exactly the way that he told me would break someone's arm. It worked. I got suspended from school for a month, but the guy never messed with me again, so I guess you could say my mom both helped me and hurt me in the situation. That from the creepy neighborhood ginger. As we move on to some of the birthday requests, let's see, guys. My wonderful wife, Brianna, is turning 23 today, or Brianna. Can we get a turtle wax with a you like that? That from Antonio.
You like that? You like that?
Hello, gentlemen. Today, my beautiful wife, Luda, completed yet another trip around the sun there. She is the love of my life, my comfort, my joy. I would be lost without her.
Blah, blah, blah.
So can she get a cut that bitch off? A suck it up cupcake and the dirty Germans talking about how ludicrous Luda really is. Rock on, bitches.
Cut that bitch off. Next call.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, tonight you're going to get Luda crispy.
Jazz, you know, it's one of the greatest poets. I believe he was the one that just simply said, move, bitch. Is that the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ludacris also had...
Yeah.
Good poem. That other song's not the one to bring up.
Boo, bitches, I'd like to send my wonderful wife, Kelly, a very happy birthday. I'll be a gentleman and not say what number it is. Babe, I love you. You can, you can't believe you put up with me this long. Hugs and kisses from your husband, Mike. Thanks for all you do. How about some turtle wax with your penis is too small in the paws? Thanks, guys. Guys, it's my great friend Jordan's birthday. He is 25 years old, both big fans, and for his birthday, he'd like the Dirty Germans to wish a happy birthday to him. Maybe a Kirk Cousins, you like that thrown in as well. Thanks, guys. That from Josh.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, for your birthday, we will go mushroom foraging. I will show you my black truffle.
Yeah, I will show you the tip.
Yeah, just mushroom caps today.
Yeah, you can play with my cap and stem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A fungus for your bungus.
People love these mushrooms.
Yeah.
Guys, could you please wish my husband Grant a happy birthday? He is 26 years old. Give him a fish sandwich or your penis is too small. And you guys talking all over each other. He is a huge fan and been listening to you guys for years. Thanks, guys.
Fish sandwich.
I was living in Glen Burnie, right near Glen Burnie. Guys, we'd like to have a shout out to our awesome friend Scott. He's 33. Can you give the Dirty Germans talking about riding heavy equipment? Maybe a Montgomery in there as well. Love the show. I love you guys a ton. That from all your friends in Yuma, Arizona.
Montgomery!
Yeah, I do not know about this riding heavy equipment, but I expect tonight you'll be choking on it.
Yeah, it's funny, because generally people talk about riding this heavy equipment. This is talking about riding the dead German.
Yeah. Fuzzy, hairy, heavy equipment.
Yeah, it's some of that equipment that stays on your body.
Guys, wish our coworker Kyle a happy 35th. He's a hell of a guy. Could you give him a ladies' man fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about swinging his fly rod? Thanks, dinosaurs. That from the guys in truck number 10.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Yeah, I like to swing my fly rod, too. My neighbors think it's me waving hello.
So the best part about these fly fishermen is the tempo and pace which they keep. I'm sure there's one other thing he could do with the flick of his wrist.
Yeah.
Miles, do you fly fish?
Not very well. I'd really have to go out and try to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Looks tough.
It is. Guys, my boyfriend James turns 36 years old. How about the Dirty Germans? I think that's what it's called. Wishing him a happy birthday. He loves your show. He's constantly making me take the polls. Thanks, guys. That from Kendra.
Yeah, expect to take another poll tonight, Kendra.
Yeah, there's at least two more polls coming your way. Yeah. Hopefully you score high on them. Kendra, I like this name.
Yeah, dirty.
Think she's a blonde?
Yeah, you know, she was at some point.
I believe her armpit hair is. The rest of her is bald.
Bitches, I'd like to make a birthday request for my mother-in-law, Darlene. She is 54 years old. She's the best mother-in-law guy I could ask for. Very kind and caring person. Fantastic grandmother. How about the dirty Germans talking about cleaning houses for a living, since that's her job? Thanks, guys. Ed from Ryan.
Yeah, I'm not so much about cleaning these houses, but I don't mind cleaning a mossy cottage.
Yeah, so no, honestly, I think you're doing God's work out there. Some people, it's not so bad people. They just don't like to clean a lot. So it's good people like you could hire to clean house.
Yeah.
I just want to give my dad, Jeff, a birthday shout-out for being a kick-ass father. He's 55 years old. I'd like to tell him how much we love and appreciate all he's done for us. That being said, how about an original fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about how you can get bad knees? Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Jeff.
Fish sandwich?
I will get you knee pads. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you can get bad knees lots of ways, but spend too much time praying to Germans. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just born with them. Luckily.
Hi, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
Couple extra emails here. Ola people. I have been listening to the Men's Room radio program for about 8 months now on Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
What happened to Gillies?
What happened to Gillies? Come on. What's going on there, John? That's our bar. I downloaded the radio.com app and have been catching up on the episodes. You guys were talking about how easy it is to cross back into the USA from Canada. BS. To enter Canada, for my wife, child, and I, took 2.5 hours due to questioning and a search. I think it's because my wife is black. We had a terrible time in Canada. The booze was expensive. We had no GPS, and we were constantly lost. Got back to the border to cross back into the USA, and the conversation with the agent to get back took about 2 minutes, and we were back in the USA. 50 miles into the USA, our car dashboard lit up. 45 seconds later is when the flame started. It burned to the ground on Interstate 29. Ooh, never going back. P.S. Ted, if you're a Trailer Park Boys fan, check out One Last Shot on Netflix.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's like the first one they actually filmed to kind of get to like the main character.
You've already seen it.
I have. I emailed it back. I was like, crap, I'm on it.
Guys, I heard Ted say he leaves one strand of Christmas lights up all year. My wife does the same damn thing. One strand of lights around the living room window all damn year that she won't shut up, won't shut off. Always leaves a damn glow throughout the house in the middle of the night. Jared.
I mean, I don't leave mine on constantly, but I like that glow. It's dark out right now, man.
guys, as far as your segment about being locked out or trapped, living in Louisiana at the time, my teenage daughter had recently received her driver's license. I bought her an older Lincoln, a BMW convertible, I'm sorry. On this particular day, she came home and parked the car in the garage, car windows and convertible top closed. As quick as she tried to unlock the car to get out, it would lock itself again. This went on for several minutes. Yes, she was trapped inside her own car, the convertible. Finally, the doors eventually stayed unlocked. I disabled the electric locking system after that episode. The car turned out to be an electrical nightmare. I think it may have been a Katrina car that was caught in the flood. Sold the car soon after when I found all the wiring for the airbag systems had been cut. You get what you pay for. Rock on, bitches. Keep on rocking. That from Keith, listening to Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Drunk in Charge and a Half.
Today we are talking about touching on Sit and Spin. Now, you can get touched. I'll get there. Get touched in a lot of ways. Touching can mean different things. For example, you can get in touch with somebody.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. You could have a touch of color, perhaps.
Right.
Or
Wait, who are you talking about?
A touch of whiskey. Me and the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You could be touched emotionally.
Yes.
Sure.
You can be touched physically.
Or, of course, you can get touched physically.
Ryan,
which way are we going today?
Yeah. We're going all over the place today, which is why I brought this doll, Miles, so you can show me where the song touched you.
All right. Ryan, in all truth, I know you were
That's
stuck
not in, a doll. That's our coworker. Yeah.
I know you were stuck in meetings all day.
I was.
That's
my life.
Initially, we have planned for you 10 songs about dead people.
So just so you know, as soon as we get any kind of information.
That hits real close to home.
I bet it does. Yeah, it really does.
So far we have ooh, that smell.
Uh-huh. But we've got songs about
I wanted to do songs about people's grandmothers. That's been on your desk for weeks.
It has been.
But here we are doing touching songs. Yes. So, which also could be about your grandmother. We'll find out.
Depends what kind of grandmother you have.
Number 10. I want to give you my love.
Love touch. I know what that is.
Ted, you remember this was an 80s Rod Stewart song?
I don't. Sounds like a song I should maybe know.
What, Love Touch?
From the guy who said...
It sounds like...
I think Rod Stewart has 9 kids or something. I think he's been giving a lot of people his Love Touch.
That he knows of.
Yeah, and they just kind of fight.
I think they're all... He's like 70-some years old, too. He keeps having babies,
This is the guy who said, if you want my body... And you think
See, here's the problem with this song. The Love Touch, it's not about where he touches you. It's about what part of his body he uses to touch you, see?
Mm, the connector.
Mm-hmm. I think it's his heel.
These are 10 songs about being touched on 6th Fit.
Number 9.
He touched me.
What?
He put his hand near mine.
Give me the doll.
And then he touched me.
You think your father, the first time, heard the song, like, oh, my God.
A sudden tingle.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, give me the doll.
Your parents don't want to know this. I'm picturing if my daughter sang this to me at some point, I'd be like, who is he? I'm going to kill him.
I don't think this doll has that part.
The sun tingle?
Is this Barbara Streisand?
That's Barbara.
Someone actually touched her?
The song is called, He Touched Me.
Hasn't James Brolin been touching that for a while?
I think Kris Kristofferson touched it one time, too.
I think Geraldo I think there's a lot of people out there that touched it.
Geraldo Rivera?
Geraldo's touched all of us.
Yes, smell my mustache. Hey.
These are 10 songs about being touched on 6th Fit.
Number 8.
Touch your woman. Touch your woman. Everything's gonna be all right. Touch your woman.
Wow. Who's that, Dolly?
That's Give me the doll. I know where to touch her.
It was Dolly's birthday the other day, too. Dolly's telling you to... Touch your woman.
How old do you think Dolly is?
She is
460.
Going on 55.
Do you think the Dolly is still being touched?
Oh yeah. I think if Dolly wants to be, she certainly is.
Yes, that's the problem.
She wrote that to her husband. Touch your old woman.
Ted talks about being touched on 6th Fit.
Number 7.
Why? Why do you not want to touch her? It seems
because he explains it.
Because he wants to bite her.
Because making love to you might drive me crazy.
Yeah, well, she have rabies? Just get in there, man.
It's gonna set him off.
And then she's a biter.
I think syphilis makes you crazy, too.
Oh, maybe that's what the song's about.
Probably.
She had syphilis.
Now, you guys think so?
These are 10 songs that's about being touched, whether you want to or not, on 6th Fit.
Number 6.
Not the first time I've heard that.
Are they talking about too much touching? Too much women, too much booze?
To touch too much.
See, AC/DC has songs that, if it were written from a kid's point of view, it'd be terrible. Like this one, you shook me all night long, you'd be saying, nah, man, from a kid. You're like, oh, this is horrible.
Right.
Still one of my favorite AC/DC songs, for sure.
My favorite lyric in this song? Boo.
I don't think
But you do a good one. You do a good bomb.
Boo.
Boo. Yeah. 10 songs about being touched on since then.
Number 5.
Come on now, touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid?
Who's afraid? They say he has an erection.
Oh.
That is what that means. Can't you tell?
No, I'm not afraid.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's actually his erection singing to him.
That would make sense. 10 songs around being touched. There's the door.
From the perspective of your erection.
Number 4.
Loving, touching.
What part of the body you grab him when you describe it like that? Once he had it squeezing, I'm like, oh, I know where your hands are.
Cheeks.
Yes.
You know what body part is singing this part?
I think people are enjoying this being touched in this song.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 songs.
I certainly feel touched.
How about being touched? In a good way.
Number 3.
Touching me. Touching you.
Da, da, da.
So here's the creepy part about this song. And I think we've discussed this on Sit and Spin.
Touching him is like touching a pelt.
I've read that this song is about Caroline Kennedy, who was a kid at the time that it came out.
Okay, this took a bad turn.
Really? That's
what I remember of this song. Yeah.
Then why would you sing this?
That's a great question, Thrill.
Don't Jesus. Say it out loud.
Number two. You
can't touch this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just telling you, no, you can't touch me.
Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this.
You think he's ever turned down a woman in a bar like, you can't touch me?
No.
Never?
No, I do not. He's, not once.
He's ever turned down a
woman. Now, what the? Oh, you can touch it. That's just a song.
He said that just so to make sure she knew he was MC Hammer. And they said, no, I'm kidding. Go ahead and touch it.
Would it be different if it was called Can't Touch That?
Well, I tell you what, listen to the song, though. It does not hold up. I mean, it sounds so early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just does not hold up.
No one's going up to him saying, hey, could you do that Adam's Family theme song again?
Hey, how's that 3M deal?
These are the 10 songs about being touched on Sit and Spin.
One, number one.
Other two.
I mean, Teenage Ryan really liked the song, or at least the idea of it.
I didn't. It's like, I want someone. I have touched myself for years.
Do you think anyone has thought of you and touched themselves in your lifetime?
I do it in the mirror because I'm so stunned.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's real.
I think they did, but they probably regret it now.
Had they actually met me in person yet?
Right. Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hang on. In 6 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. We've also got your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Cops in Washington are having trouble finding a man who appears to be living in the ceiling of a grocery store.
I've seen this. How hard can he be to find if he lives in the ceiling?
Well, he's not always home.
True. I know they showed all these different areas with the cops, fire department. They've gone up trying to find the guy, and like every time they look, he's not there.
So how do they know that he's still there?
Because they watched the surveillance video, right? So the grocery store, whatever it is, closes, and you see this dude emerge from the ceiling, drop down, typically steals like cigarettes or whatever, climbs back up and off he goes.
Is he actually living in there, or has he just found a way into the ceiling and nobody knows?
They think he lives in there, but like you said, you can't find him, you don't know.
All right then. The man in California who legally changed his name to Sexy Vegan pled no contest to sexually assaulting his dog.
Yeah.
And filming it. You nasty bastard.
They won't eat meat.
Right.
Moving on.
Hundreds of law enforcement agencies use the app that can give someone's name and info just by taking a picture of them. And the company may make the app publicly available in the near future.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I need random people just seeing all my personal stuff.
Why not, Ted? They already know what you want.
Give your
put it up there in advertising.
Kraft macaroni and cheese, apparently.
Boom.
All for an 18-year-old boy, that app. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
Also, like, that seems dangerous for a lot of people.
Yes.
You think?
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea.
A police officer in Philadelphia who took a Porsche SUV out of the impound lot and used it to drive his stepdaughter to prom has pled guilty to unauthorized use of a motor vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm torn. Like, you're a cop, you know you can't do that, but on the other hand, I don't understand why you can't do that.
Because it's not his.
Generally, I would say you should, but I'm like, that one just doesn't bug me that much. I'm kind of shocked he got charged for that.
Only because it became a thing would be my guess. The owner of that Porsche saw that and was like, that's my Porsche. And then they got mad.
That's probably right. Yeah.
Because I'm not against you on this one, Ted. I'm pretty sure that honestly that happens more often than we know.
Absolutely, man. Right. I would take advantage of that.
I got a buddy who's got a Cayenne. They're sweet.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's a photo going around of a man who made a homemade hangables off the back of his truck out of two basketballs.
Yeah, they're in a mesh net, and he just wants his to be bigger than everyone else's.
That's
the back of their truck hitch.
Oh, yeah. His aren't metal. They're just basketballs. Yeah.
Two big basketballs in a net.
mesh sack.
There's a dude from the Pelicans, Zion, I think he's driving that.
This guy, though, had every single accessory that you could buy and install on that model truck. It wasn't just that he had that. He had everything on it.
I feel like Shaquille O'Neal should be able to get away with that. I'm 7 feet tall, play basketball.
Yeah, he could.
After every aftermarket part he bought.
Oh, yeah.
For that truck.
Mm-hmm. Build it up, man. Let's see. It says some schools took away students' phones, and now they're having to deal with those students having separation anxiety. It's your phone. You'll be all right.
Good Lord, man.
Is this really where we're at now?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Is.
Yes, that's where kids are on their phone.
I mean, it's all they know, man.
I mean, it used to be had separation anxiety when, you know, you left your parents for an extended period of time.
Not anymore.
Now your phone gets taken away for, what, an hour? And now you have separation anxiety? Where are we going?
Where do you think we're going? Nowhere good.
I was in Vegas with my kids. One kid was on her phone the entire time from the moment we landed to the time we left. Basically just live feeding the entire experience.
Good Lord.
It's insanely annoying.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I haven't missed my phone when I've forgotten it at home sometimes. You know, I end up slapping my thigh more often than not if I forget it at home. But I can make it through the day. Sure, there's some parts that are difficult, but... And I'm like, dang, man.
I'm not trying to be that get off the lawn guy either. You know what I mean? It's like,
dude,
just get off your phone for a little bit of time here. Like, especially when we're eating and things. Like, give me a break.
It's not your personality. You'll be fine. Let's see. There was an attempt to set a world record for largest gathering of twins in Sri Lanka, but it failed because too many twins showed up and the organizers couldn't get them all registered. So they weren't ready to make this record, I guess.
Okay.
Two men in Oklahoma figured out how to steal a 2-ton safe, but it wasn't easy.
Why was that?
Tell you all about it an hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. We appreciate it. We do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. Let's get a contestant on the line in the meantime for Profile. This will take caller number 9 at 844-999-OLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.